The second page had a good share of self-conceit, however, and so was not greatly confused by the king's jest. He determined that he would avoid the mistake which his comrade had made, so he commenced reading the petition slowly and with great formality, emphasizing every word and prolonging the articulation of every syllable. But his manner was so tedious that the king cried out, "Stop! Are you reciting a lesson in the elementary sounds? Out of the room! But no, stay. Send me that little girl who is sitting there by the fountain." The girl thus pointed out by the king was a daughter of one of the laborers employed by the royal gardener, and she had come to help her father weed the flower beds. It chanced that, like many of the poor people in Prussia, she had received a good education. She was somewhat alarmed when she found herself in the king's presence, but took courage when the king told her that he only wanted her to read for him, as his eyes were weak. Now Ernestine, for this was the name of the little girl, was fond of reading aloud, and often many of the neighbors would assemble at her father's house to hear her. Those who could not read themselves would come to her also with their letters from distant friends or children, and she thus formed the habit of reading various sorts of handwriting promptly and well.